You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Welcome to Awkward Pillow Talk. Now, this episode is going to be a little more explicit than most because I feel like the topic that we're kind of going on about, I'm not going to do it any justice unless I give it the full details.
Right.
So if you're shy, maybe not the episode for you.
I say, if you don't want to hear some explicit stuff, either cover your ears or skip it.
And if this isn't explicit enough, we will actually have all three videos up on our Fansly. That way you can actually see that, wow, we really are that
pretty explicit.
Explicit.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's crazy, but it's not like just basic stuff.
But this is that like solid, like family friends warning. Like, hey guys, if you're trying to suddenly join us on our journey, stop. Do not go any further unless you really want to hear some stuff.
Because
we've experienced a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And we know what we like, we know what we don't like, and the stories with the couple that we're going to tell you are ones that we like.
Right.
Because we've had so many awkward situations, but
yeah.
And we'll get into it. I just wanted to give that preface before we
warning.
The episode goes any further that like this one's going to be graphic. So like earphones or like, you know, alone time, you know, this is the time to listen to this podcast.
You know, like if you're around other people.
So I'm pretty excited. We're still getting all kinds of fun stuff coming through for us to try out and review. And like I've said before, we've been very close-minded.
Right.
For you, lingerie has always been just the biggest pain in my ass.
And in mine.
Well, so you're so picky, right? Texture.
So, like, it's, I know.
Everything. On top of that, most lingerie is made for women that are, like, busty, right?
Right.
So you're always dealing with, like, gapping and all that kind of shit.
Right. Or I'd get the size that, like, fits my chest, and then it'd be, like, three sizes too small on, like, everywhere else. And I'm like, I can't even get it past my thighs. Yeah. Like, there's no going around my, like, weight, like, not my waist, my,
I mean,
midriff.
Now we got a few people we can give credit to for this. Obviously, Firebody, they got us, you know, our semaglutide Ozempic stuff. You know, it's essentially the same thing. It's mixed with the B12 this time, so it was red.
Right, it's a little odd, but like
it was odd, but like I can tell a difference.
Right,
this one included the B12 because I've been waking up more refreshed.
Right.
And anyways, we can give them credit, which obviously. Thank you, because like
yes,
losing the weight
you.
Is awesome, and we're still losing it. We yo-yoed for a bit when the kids went back to school,
yeah,
because we stopped taking it.
Yeah.
And once we got with Fire, we decided we would, you know, we're going back to it again. And we've dropped already.
Like I was noticing because we did it. What, today's Monday? We did it on Friday, so it's only been 3 days.
Yep.
And I've already dropped What'd we say? It was like 6 pounds, something like that.
Yeah.
So
it is
wild because it's like, I don't understand.
But I really can tell, like, I think the most uncomfortable thing about it is it like slows down your digestion.
Right.
So like for me, it like kind of feels like I got to poop and then
all the time,
but then you don't. And right. Once you kind of like get past that mental block and be like, all right, I don't really have to, like, I just, you know, then it gets better. But I will say, like, the first few days as you're getting used to the medication, though, or once you up your dosage, that gets a little uncomfortable.
Right, because especially for me, like, I am so, like, and maybe this is why I was having a hard time losing weight, but I'm so stuck in, like, the eating. Like, okay, oh, it's around, like, my brain tells me, hey, it's time to eat. And so then I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. Let me go get food. And then the minute I look at it or touch it or whatever, I'm like, I can't eat this.
We have so many things now, like, where it's just, we'll go and take a bite.
Right.
And then be like, okay, put it back. I did notice the other day in the microwave that, you know, we had three
pizza slices that all had like one bite each taken out of.
Yeah.
And I thought one was maybe for the kids, but two were me.
It's possible sure. One was me. I know I definitely ate like half a slice, two thirds of a slice.
That's like the amazing part of this thing though. And I wasn't even trying to talk about this, but like, I can't
not because it's
so fucking awesome.
Right.
Like I'll like literally just, I'll get a craving for something. I'll go touch the food or I'll put it to my tongue. And then I'm just like immediately just like, I don't need that. It was like my body's able to like actually listen to the signals that are like, that was your brain just wanting it. Your body doesn't actually need it.
Right. Like I've been so rigorous with like counting my calories and logging them. I have an app and like, it's a whole thing. It's taken up countless hours of our lives.
And she questions me every day. Like I'm supposed to know what the fucking exact calorie count is of this item from McDonald's. I don't know. What's the internet say? Well, it says either 700 or 400. What do you think? I've never taken a food science course in my life, but 400 sounds good because I feel like it's going to make you feel better.
Anyways.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's the exact conversation just about every single meal, unless I know and can scan it, whatever. Anyways, what I was getting at is I have not logged anything in probably well over a week. Like, and I know we just started taking
the I do again. Feel like you've been talking to me less.
Like, about the food.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. But what I'm saying is that, like, I have stopped tracking it, and I'm still not eating nearly as much, and I'm losing the weight, so it's like, I don't have to worry about all that, like, craziness.
I did have somebody ask me to. They were like, so are you worried about like muscle loss or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I because I was like, I don't work out. But I realized I said I don't work out, but I also have sex like 5 times a day.
And you ride a bike.
And I ride it. Well, yeah, but I really, let's give it to the sex, I think.
Okay, sure.
Because the bike is, yeah, I'm getting easy. Pulled by the dog.
Half of the time, yeah.
Yeah, so it's got to be the fact that I'm having sex 5 times a day or more. So,
I mean, it's not rigorous, but like, it's still.
Well, not for you, because you're laying there.
Okay, fine, whatever.
back to the story about lingerie. If we could get back into that, though. My God, what a fucking tangent we went on.
Maybe it was the B12.
It may have been. Who knows? But you've had a really hard time with it. Like, I'd go, I remember even for like our wedding, I was like, hey, let's get some lingerie. You're like, I mean, I'll get underwear.
Right.
It took you forever to even start wearing thongs, though. Remember? Yeah. Like, you were like, nope, full back. And I was like, come on, girl. I want to see them butt cheeks.
Right.
And then now I can't even get you to wear underwear half the time.
I'm like, do I have to wear underwear? Ah, damn. All right, fine.
But, I mean, once we started losing the weight and feeling better about ourselves, you know, and obviously we start getting compliments, which we're not used to, especially me. I was the fat kid, you know. I don't get compliments. So I'm like, all right, we started reaching out to some of these companies. Like, hey, look, we don't have the fucking money to just re-wardrobe ourselves, right?
Right.
Like, it's just a rough economy right now. But
I need clothes.
We do have super high quality cameras, and we've got an endless amount of ideas. So if you'll support us and let us, you know, try on these things, we can support you in return by just genuinely talking about you. I don't even need to be your affiliate necessarily, right? Like, I want to bring in these brands that I feel good about and that can match with us, that I can match with other people.
Right.
Because it's always been my mentality that if you treat people well, if you put good out, the money will come back.
Right.
And that's kind of how I feel with this. Like, I know for a fact, like, if anybody's to ask me for sheets for sex bedding, right? It's Sheets of San Francisco.
Sheets.
Because these things are fucking lit.
The only thing that I have not issue with is if you have animals.
The cat does like to pull on it, and she is putting tiny little holes.
Yes, that's my only. But I mean, I know that's with every sheets, but I do want to preface that if you have animals and you're trying to use these and keep them.
But we still use a mattress pad on top of it.
Right.
Just because it's. Just always on is a $3,000 mattress, so I feel like it's kind of part of it at this point.
I always forget but that it's actually on there.
I will say that these are legit, like 100%. They're not. I'm not an affiliate for them, but it's awesome. Squirtopia blanket, it pairs well with it. I'm not sure that the two companies like each other or even want to be associated with each other. But I'm going to tell you right now, I use them together. And from what I can tell, Squirtopia doesn't sell sheets.
Jesus San Francisco
doesn't sell the squirt pads.
Yeah.
They go together perfectly.
Right. And I know they both claim that they're both.
Well, one absorbs and one protects. That's essentially what it is, right?
So it's like you would think that that would be like the perfect duo.
It is for us.
Right.
And I don't think that we would have ever necessarily put them together had the brands not decided to take a risk on us. And now we're able to put that together for them.
Right.
Let's get back onto lingerie, though, because
again,
we reached out to companies asking for anybody, hey, clothe us. We live near the beach. We can do bikinis. We can do lingerie, whatever.
We got a pool. So like,
we got
whatever.
A pool, you know, professional cameras, and all we're looking for literally is clothe us. We will take pictures of ourselves with your brand and we can share each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I know it sounds sketchy to a lot of people, because I'm sure there's tons of influencers out there that just take shit and just don't give back.
But we make sure that we do. Like,
if I haven't given back to somebody, it's because you haven't responded back to me on something.
Right.
Right. Like I promise you, like, reach back out to me. I can think of two companies right now that I've reached out to
that
we've done things for. Right. And then we haven't heard back from, so I'm just not going to continue, because at that point, it's a quid pro quo.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I realize that maybe we're a little bit smaller on like certain scales, but we're still true, honest, and we want to, you know, give reviews and help boost everybody. So,
I mean, that's why we're doing it too, right? Like, we like to get the new stuff. We like to get the new stuff, but reviews. Back to lingerie, because good Lord, this lady who owns the self-care shop is getting the longest intro ever.
Right.
But y'all, we reached out to her and we were like, hey, just if you're willing to quid pro quo, she understood it.
Right.
She understood the assignment, which was, we're not trying to take from her. We want to give something of value back to her.
Right.
And this is one of the best goddamn pieces of lingerie ever.
I love it.
It's not even like, I'm going to tell you, it's not like it's like, oh, this is super high quality or anything like that. Because it's not like, oh, like $3,000, but it's also not trash.
Right.
And it looks great. I think that's really what we need to get down to is like.
And like, I just basically, I never told her that I don't like.
I don't know that that's what she'll do for everybody, but I'm sure that if you reached out and you were like, hey, this is my body type, what would you recommend? Because you'd said what, that blues?
I liked blue. And
you like dark.
Right. And I don't think that I told her that I don't like skin tight. Like, I don't like tight things in general. And I don't think I told her that. But
no.
It still fit. Like, I don't feel like it's a little tight, but it's not like the uncomfortable
tight. Well, and what I noticed too, and what you got to realize with a lot of these brands and stuff is, you know, everything is getting sourced out from other places.
Right.
I'm not like trashing a brand for that. Like, good on you. Like, that's how business works.
Right.
But with us, like, if we were to try to source this one from our own, like, if we were to find the company that had sold it, we would have ordered the wrong size.
Yeah.
She definitely like,
she asked me,
asked us yeah. and then sent the correct size. And I'm
like, looking, I don't know if it looking was at the
tag,
size,
looking at the tag on the shipping label. Like, I'm telling you, we would have ordered the wrong size. This would have been thrown away. Therefore, like, I would have spent more money essentially by getting another one. You know what I mean? Than just,
I don't even remember what it was I told her. Like, what did she said a different size than what I said? Or did she?
Yeah. Cause we said that you're usually medium.
Okay. But she sent large. Okay.
Because it's sized down usually. And that was always our issue when ordering from these places.
Okay.
So like, to actually have somebody that actually knows the product well enough to actually recommend it, huge difference and worth the extra money.
And I'm sure she, you know, was able to look at, me and on, you know, because we were communicating through Instagram, so I'm sure she was able to look at it. I mean, I don't know if she did or not.
I don't know anything about her other than her shop, but she seems very nice.
It's a women-owned shop.
And we're all about the small businesses, y'all. Like, we're not going to try to take from you. If you send us something that just blows our mind, we're going to talk about it longer than we probably should.
Clearly.
But if you're still here, hopefully you are, because we're about to get into the spicy stuff.
Right, we've gotten into that.
I know, my goodness. We've got so much else going on. We've got Fansly is now up and running.
We've had that one for a while.
We had Fansly like when OnlyFans originally had that like scare that they were going to get out of the adult industry.
That was like 2022?
Yeah.
Like, way back.
Yeah, like I found our original verification for it, but we canceled the account. Like, because I was just like, we're not using it. And I think I ended up having somebody like subscribe to it, and like I hadn't updated it in a while.
And you felt bad.
And I felt bad because I know there are some creators who just don't give a fuck. I can't sleep at night, y'all. Like, I have such a fucking complex for doing the right thing lately.
It sucks.
It is driving me crazy.
I mean, not sucks, but, you know, like, it's tough because, yeah, you want to, you know, live up to... You don't want your brand to be associated with, not garbage,
but,
like...
Well, that's the thing that keep me up at night. Like, I was talking to a friend yesterday about, like, she's, you know, I'm not licensed in real estate anymore, but I know enough about it.
Right.
And, like, all of the problems that she had were, like... This is why I got out,
right?
Because the protections that were in place essentially for, you know, people to protect their families are having to go away.
Right.
That's my, you know,
qualm.
Qualm is I can't sleep if I do something wrong to somebody. So
anyways, on Fansly.
On Fansly, y'all, we finally got back on it because they showed me how to like upload all our shit.
Yeah, like I just thought it was like so
complicated. It's always so complicated to get fucking forms approved stuff too. But
super easy here.
Yep, everybody's been approved.
So all the Virgin videos?
All the Virgin videos are up. And I got one person I think that I have to get done, which is your first hot wife video.
Okay.
I may have what they need, but if not, I know how to get a hold of him.
Right. But I mean, we still filled out forms.
Yeah, we got everything else is good to go though. So
everything.
Amazingly, everything. They just said, yep, it is
all
approved.
23 Virgin videos, including the GB.
Yep.
And with our friends. And what else is there?
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, they'll have to go find out on their own.
Yeah, you'll have to go check it out.
We've got a few tiers on there and stuff, but Fansly.com/Stephanie Klass. That's going to give you your ticket there, or just virginitysnatchers.com. It's going to be a pop-up on the webpage, at least for a little while until I change that. Who knows?
Till the ADHD kicks in.
It kicks in. I should also mention Self-Care Shop. If you go there and use the code Stephanie10, you'll get a discount on it. If you do go to the Self-Care Shop messenger, Instagram maybe, email or whatever. Yep. Maybe she doesn't want you to do that. I don't know. I would do it if I were you. I'm sure she wants the sales, and it only takes a few minutes to, you know, respond. Right. So
super easy to talk to. So
she's very sweet. Yes. You want to like sit up and show it off? You just gotta, you know.
Sure. Yeah. We've got to cover that up a little bit.
There we go.
Ooh.
That wasn't awkward at all, babe.
I know.
Like a baby deer learning to walk.
These sheets are, you know, not sticky, but they're...
I know. They form fit when you, like...
Yeah.
Especially if you're twisting on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
So just letting everybody else know this is cool.
So we've been having a lot of discussions about the term swinger.
Yeah.
And if it's something that we're comfortable with.
And like what all of our labels are.
Yeah. And while we'd like to say that, hey, labels, you know... don't matter. It is easier to use a label for marketing and for finding other people that are like-minded.
Right.
So, you know, I don't really, yes, we are swingers, but we are situational swingers, right?
Right.
It's not, we don't love going in with everybody, and we like to go with people that understand our vibe and our boundaries.
And our awkwardness and our just general, like, and I know that sounds like a lot just to be swingers, but like
we've had people right that have come and been, you know, tried to like, you know, do the dating thing with us where we're like double date whatever, and guys trying to like hold your hand or something.
Yeah, it's like,
and it's fucking awkward. I don't want to see somebody necessarily kissing my wife out in public,
right?
I don't want somebody else holding your hand, because this is the whole act itself is a form of intimacy for me,
right?
So I like the idea of sex being more of a game, I guess.
Right.
I think we've said that before.
And it's like, we don't want it to be a public display of affection.
Other than the fact that we're going to put it all over the fucking internet.
Right. But they still have to, like, I don't know who's watching it, so that's fine. But, like, you know, because
no,
there
agree.
Was that
like
one time.
Like, the lead-up stuff. We don't want our sex life to spill out into the open bar.
Right. Like it
which
did
we,
that one
like
time.
We did that one time. But that... it's really hard for us to find people like that. And there's been couples we thought we've gelled with and then we didn't, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's like
once we get down to the play, it got really awkward or something like
that. We never got to the play.
Or we never got to the play. And then there's, you know, I think this couple we're about to talk about, and then maybe one other couple that we were friends with back in Virginia, that we thought were really cool people too. Those were our type of people because she was just as equally cool. You know what I mean?
And
he was,
awkward.
he was equally chill.
Right.
And that's, I think what it comes down to is when we have found that the couples we get along best with have a very strong female personality.
Right. Except for I'm not.
You're not. And a less strong male personality.
Right. And that's nothing against...
It's nothing against them, but it's a confident male personality is what it is.
Right.
It's somebody who does not feel intimidated by me because I'm not a fuck... I don't mean to be intimidating.
Right.
But I have been told I am intimidating.
Yeah.
So to have somebody that's confident enough to walk in and just be like, yo, this dude just wants to have fun. I understand his mindset. He's not trying to come after my girl. He is fucking batshit crazy, obviously,
and they're
over his
usually
wife.
Just as batshit crazy over their wife.
Yes.
Like, you can tell, like, when you, like, talk to certain people, like, yeah, like, obviously there's people that are married, and they're like, yeah, I love my wife, or I love my husband, or whatever. But then there's other people that are just, like, attached at the hip, like, in not, like, a bad way. Like, those are the people that we get.
I'm telling you, we're gonna, this couple was great, but I think our ideal situation is going to end up being a couple whose husband just wants to watch his wife get ravaged. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, because he's obviously going to be comfortable and confident enough to let me fuck his wife.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he.
But also, I feel like this couple, I'm not saying that he doesn't want to join in, but.
He does like to watch.
He does like to watch because there's been multiple times where we've both. Been in the middle of
I think they are very close to it
because like sure. There's been times where the two of us have been doing something and then we both just kind of like mid whatever and just stop and stare because we're both just like
yeah. So I mean let's go kind of get into it. So you know we were on a lookout for a while. We did these like photo shoot things
right
and we thought it would be fun to finally do one with a couple
right
to where we go grab one of these erotic magazines and you flip it open and voila. And we had done so much cataloging of these dirty images. Like we went through every scene. I probably have 50 magazines of X-rated photos that we went and bought and we cataloged every scene, MFM, you know, FF,
girl
group, whatever. That way, whatever situation we have,
you could say, okay,
okay, this is the color, like pick a random note, one. And then
each sticky note correlated to a different like grouping, if you will. So it was like, we spent so much time doing it, and like that's like my bread and butter, which I was like, yes, I can do this.
Yeah, organizing right up your alley.
Don't look at the rest of the house, though.
You'd think you would have gotten like a lot more ideas for pictures, but nope, you were literally just analytical.
Sure. I don't even think I looked at like the poses. It was just like, okay, girls, oh, boy, girl, oh.
Yeah, that tracks. But with this couple, we had reached out because we were like, this would be really cool to do as a couple. And she was hesitant because she didn't want her face to be shown, which I understand. And I was, of course, like, hey, we'll blur your face.
We'll cut it out. We'll do whatever.
And they were like, let's think about it because, again, you don't know who the fuck we are.
Because they initially were going to meet up with us just because I think we were on a swinger app and we met, like, we...
No, we said originally that, like, we only wanted to meet up if we were filming. That was the only...
But they came over and they were like, well...
That was because we ended up having somebody home and we couldn't film that day.
That's right. But I thought it was like they were still unsure and we were like, well, let's just meet and see what happens. See if we vibe.
You may be right.
I think it was more like, let's just see if we vibe. And I think it did end up, you know, happening. What ended up happening was that we did have someone home, but they did end up, you know, I cannot talk.
They ended up gelling with us really well.
Thank you.
Absolutely. They're just really fun. He was very, you know, lighthearted, knew how to laugh, and knew the kinky side of it, right? Like, not like weird kinky. I don't know. There's different levels to me. There's the weird one where you're like, you know, heavy breathing kinky. I don't like that. That freaks me out. Or there's like, hey, that's fun. You know what I mean? That's the kind of fucking kinky I'm going for is, hey, that's fun. And whatever it was, we ended up setting up another
time
after that.
It was not long after. I think it was within the week.
Yeah. And because we were recently tested and they were recently tested, we were like, we can go without condoms.
Yeah.
Which we'd never done before.
With a couple.
So we're like, fuck it, let's do it.
And it was definitely weird, like, knowing that neither of us were. Like, I mean, obviously, like, I'm comfortable and, like, I've done other things sometimes without it, but, like...
It definitely felt a lot more natural, and a lot more erotic.
Right.
And I know for me, it was tough because she... Well, let's
back it up.
Let's back it up to the play. So, essentially, they agree to come over and... We're not going to give away too many of their details. You can look at the video if you want to. We got the videos. We respect their privacy. They're
awesome
people. We're
not even going to, you know.
We're not going to go too far into it. But they come over, and the first thing I see is she's got a butt plug in, like when she takes off her pants. That's and right. I was just like, oh.
That's
and
right.
She's got a gorgeous pussy with a huge clit.
Yeah.
Like, a huge clit. And she was just so confident. And she's beautiful. And she's I think 10 years older than me, 12 years older than me.
No, she's 12 years older than me.
Okay.
I think.
She's essentially like, she's my dream.
13, I think, for me, unless she's had a birthday.
She was essentially like dream cougar status for me, right? Like,
right. He's around the same age too.
He's around the same age, but like, I've always kind of had a thing for the older chicks. Like, I'd always told you like, hey, we can get an older chick. Like, let's bring her in. And not that she is even that much older.
No, but still.
But holy shit, I could tell the difference because when I went, like, well, first off, she sucked my cock first, which is great. And then she spread her legs for me. In the second I went to fuck her, I think I was in her for like 30 seconds. And like, I could just feel her squeezing my cock.
Like a Kegel?
Yeah, like just gripping that motherfucker.
Interesting.
And I was just like, uh-oh. Oh, I got to pull for a second. And I think I spewed out a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I fully came, but like you can see in the video, like she's the only fucking person that has taken me down, y'all.
Yes.
Like,
and you can tell she was kind of bummed because she was like, oh.
I'm sure she was like, man, this dude's about to throw it down.
Right.
Like, he's talked some game.
Right.
And then I was like 30 seconds.
And then meanwhile, you know, her husband and I are both like, what's going on? Oh, he's tapped. Oh, what?
Oh, no, I ran over to go clean up real quick. And then I walked back and you're getting fucked with your, and they had a Hitachi. So you were vibrating yourself while getting fucked. And that's such a good scene. Cause like, he's fucking you raw. Yes. And I get close up and you can see her, she's playing with herself. Yes. And, she's a squirter.
Oh yeah.
So
like not just like oh a little dribble.
We switched back, I think, after a few minutes. In the first video, we sell it for $30 because it's so intense, but it's only like 6 minutes. But we end up switching back, I think, and you and I take over the cameras and watch them fuck, and we just see her squirt and he cream pies her.
Yeah.
And then after that we sold it and people really liked it. So we were like, hey, let's do it again. And we did a Christmas version.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite ones just because
I don't know.
Well, I know the last one's great, but the Christmas one is really good just because of the angles on the couch.
Yeah.
Because you can see both of us doing at the same time. You can see the penetration is just like perfect.
Yeah.
And
we were both dressed like, you know, little.
Yeah, it was festive.
Yeah, we were festive. So, like, you know, I mean, I know selling it throughout the year is probably a little hard, but we usually preface with, like, the, hey, because we had Christmas music playing.
Yeah, but really, it's, if you're paying attention to that, you're paying attention to the wrong part of the movie. Like, my dick looks huge, and it's just, I'm just taking her up and down on it. And
her ass looks great.
You two are just, like, watching. And then at one point, you're like, oh. They're fucking. We should do that too.
Yeah, because I think I was still just sucking his cock, and
yeah,
and then like, because we were like, you guys were doing your thing, we were doing our thing, and like, we weren't like paying attention to like, okay, who's doing what now? And all of a sudden, we both just look over. And we're like, oh shit! He goes, you wanna? I was like, yep. And so,
yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of the video is like just watching you climb on. I love watching you fucking climb on. Anyways. That one, obviously, we're just like, damn, this is even better, right? And we were able to go raw with him on that, too, because we hadn't really been with anybody in between.
Right.
And then the last one, we got tested again beforehand.
Right.
And they came over, and mind you, this is like 50 pounds ago for me too.
Yeah.
They have not seen me since I've lost.
Well, he has.
He has, but
just
she is
in
not.
Passing.
I have not seen her since I lost 50 pounds.
Right.
And it's just because of schedules.
Almost 6 months.
Yeah, just schedules and stuff. Nothing personal.
Right.
But
it's not like we've met up with it. Like we've just randomly run into him at like
different
sources. It's not like we're like meeting up on the side without her. I was like, wait, that sounded really bad. I was like, yeah, we've seen him. No, I'm sure
he told her about it.
Yeah, because we have we've run into him at various stores. We just seem to bump into him.
But the last one we had basically set up, and we didn't know what the plan was. We were just like, we're gonna fuck you.
Well, no, you wanted them to do.
Well, that's what I came up with once they came.
Right.
I was like, okay.
We just knew we wanted to get them over here because we knew that we have a good time with them.
Yeah. So we went out to the garage to do it. We had a different setup at the time, just kind of a little different scenario. And we were like, all right, you guys start out. And then at some point, Steph's just going to get so worked up. She starts sucking my cock. And then
we just
switch. And it escalated so fast on this one because we were all comfortable.
Right.
So we're all fucking raw. And I've got her squirting. Like,
I got hit.
You got hit with squirt. It is,
but she was on her back, and I was.
Yeah, and that was later. But I remember the first part, like when I first go in her.
Okay,
like,
well, I didn't get hit on that one.
No, when I first go in her, though, like we have the camera, and I'm like, "All right, you got to get the camera ready." Like I'm talking to him, like, "You ready? Like
right.
We don't want to miss it." Like, and it's just like I'm like directing him about the angle, about how I'm about to like
go in
fuck his wife, and then it goes opposite when he's about to fuck you. Right. I get close up, and we're like working the angles and stuff, and. We different, you know, positions and stuff. And then I think we do a little crossover at one point where you girls are kind of kissing.
Yes.
We're
both like kind of doggy.
Yep. And then,
She flips back over.
She flips back over. I'm fucking her. And she squirts all over the place. That's
like,
when you got hit.
Sprays. Like,
yes.
She's on her back, legs this way. I'm doggy this way. And all of a sudden, I was like, whoa, what was that?
Yeah, she got it in her own face, too.
Yeah, she was like, whoop, you're in the splash zone. It was like, uh-oh.
So, yeah, so I, of course, I see that. I'm like, okay, I know what to do. And fuck that. You know, fuck it. Pull it. You know, wait for it to.
Oh, gosh.
And then he's like, are we doing cream pies? And I was like,
no, I don't know.
I don't know. And you were like, yep, we can.
Well, no, we were like, whatever you want. And he was like, because I could go good after watching his wife do that. And we were like, all right, hit it, man. So
he went, and then I don't have a vasectomy.
Right.
So I didn't want to go. He was fixed.
Right.
So he's fine. And you're on birth control.
Right.
So I ended up just being like, you know what? Let's double it.
Yeah, give them both to me.
So,
maybe she was a little salty about it, but, you know.
I hope not. But, yeah,
I took them both.
You took both cream pies, and we got it dripping out. And then we ended up doing this really cool idea with her at the end.
Yeah.
With a piece of plexiglass.
So
where
cool.
We hold it, and then I have the camera right there, and then she squirts the plexiglass.
So.
With such power.
Like, I thought, the way that.
It made everybody jump.
Yeah, I'll say we all jumped because we all were like, we're going to get hit. And then we realized we weren't. But like, just that, like, you see it coming at you and you're like, oh my God, I'm about to get drenched. And that one was, that was awesome.
So for us with them, I think the reason that we like them so much, though, is he is not super handsy with you ahead of time. Because you don't want to be touched really by anybody other than me leading up to it. Like, once we get into the action, you're like, yeah. Have your way with me.
Right.
But leading up to it.
And it's also like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Leading up to it, it's just uncomfortable because.
It's awkward.
It's awkward.
Right. And like, for me, like, I have a hard time with like eye contact in general. And so then like, you know, when you're like with somebody, they want eye contact. And I'm like, I'm not like in a romantic like relationship with you. This isn't like necessarily intimate. And so. Like, I mean, there's been a few times, like, we've, like, locked eyes, and then we're both like, oh, ah. But, like, you know, we both want to watch our spouses, and I think that's what's cool, is that, like, we are both maybe in that same sort of, like, I don't want to call them awkward, but just, like, you know, like, unsure, so we're both just going to watch our spouses. Like, we're having fun, we enjoy being together, but...
She and I were definitely the more athletic of the
we were the like tame, like, you know, which
to be fair though, he's huge, like not like fat but like muscular, so like there was not a lot of space for you to like, you know,
I could barely get my legs around him, like, right. I mean, not in like in a bad way, but it was like I got on the couch and I just remember being like, am I gonna be able to like straddle this? And like he was able to like maneuver something or other, he's just incredibly,
and she's a little more affectionate, like she comes up and kisses on me and stuff, and it doesn't bother me.
She knows that, like, you know, obviously, like, if there are other people around,
yeah she knows. And that's the beauty, I think, of like us with the older couples, is a lot of them, especially the ones that have been in it for a while, they understand the intricacies of all this stuff,
right?
They understand, especially somebody that's so secured in their relationship, which they definitely are. Can tell they just genuinely love each other, just like we do, which is awesome. Like, that's
right.
It's really hard to find that for us, and I think it's worth us waiting for and not getting into those shitty situations to find other couples that are like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like maybe it's frustrating, you know, because we can't quite click with one or not the other, and it's never both. But the waiting really does make it worthwhile.
And at this point, I think, you know, if you're here and you're listening, trying to figure out, okay, well, I'm trying to figure out, like, where do I fit in? Like, where's my collab? We're really just looking for women right now in virgin guys.
Right.
If you happen to be an extraordinary couple for some reason, then we would consider it. If you happen to be an extraordinary guy, you will not be considered still, because we just aren't looking for it. So,
right. Sorry.
Virgin guys,
not sorry.
Women of really any, you know, like virgin women or experienced.
I've never done a virgin woman.
It would be awesome, wouldn't it?
What a twist.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I don't know how that one would go, though.
It would go, for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this, and I know that's the shitty thing about the stigma. You can't really flip it.
You can.
I don't know.
If we got that, we would have millions of views. There's a whole thing. Trust me. Like,
all right.
You absolutely can flip it. Like, you are the minority of this.
Okay.
Genre, I promise you.
Okay.
Anyways, make sure you check out our other stuff, guys. Check out Fansly, check out Minivids, check out OnlyFans, virginitysnatchers.com.
We'll get you there.
Place to get you there. And stay tuned for more stories. Hopefully we've inspired you to go check out our videos. If you do want to see the videos that we're talking about, come and message us, and it's just swap 1, 2, and 3.
Just with your swinger friend, so... Yeah. And I'll know what that means.
They will be your new favorite videos. They are.
Yes, they are definitely worth checking out. So
thanks again, and hope to catch you guys next time. So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly.
Take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out. VirginitySnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential, is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still,
the 6 washcloths. That is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump. You know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. We do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.